Welcome to the Multi-Passionate Pathway Podcast, where we embrace the power of diverse passions and personal growth journeys. Today, we have Becky Parker, a certified coach and practitioner, guiding us through the transformative world of reflective practices for personal insight. I'm Dr. Cameron, your host, and I'm excited to dive into this empowering discussion. Becky, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So today, let's talk about the reflective practices that hold immense power in fostering personal growth and insight. Can you share a personal story that illustrates the profound impact that these practices can have on an individual's journey to self-improvement?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say I have two very profound experiences. I'll go with one in my younger years. I was 15. You're in that part of life where you're not really sure who you are. You struggle with mindset. You struggle with body image issues, how you look at yourself. And I'm standing in a dressing room trying on bathing suits. It was the first time that I actually became aware of my body and the appearance of it. And I had somebody very close to me, a loved one, make a comment about my thighs. That catapulted me into struggles, lifetime struggles of body dysmorphia, body image issues. I suffered from an eating disorder that was active from 15 up until my late 30s. I became free from it and it wasn't active through my pregnancies. But other than that, it was just something that became so ingrained in me. My appearance or my body isn't where it should be or what is acceptable to loved ones, then I'm not lovable. And then that transferred into not being good enough and not being valuable enough, unless it was almost like I was loved based off of performance. If I got good grades or I did good in basketball or my body was in shape, that the love was given through, that was a way of, what would be the right word? I get performance, basically. If my performance was well in life, then there was more acknowledgement, more love, and attention.
A lot of women can relate to that. I know I can relate to that with my own body issues. I'm so easy just to pick myself apart. Even now, I'm 47, never comfortable with my body. It doesn't matter what size it is. You have your good days and your bad days. How did you overcome that struggle?
Rewiring the brain is the short answer. What happened was because I didn't feel good enough and I had so many struggles of not being worthy into my 20s, my 30s, and it created this like anger inside me, but I didn't realize why. I was happy, but there was always this void or this little dark cloud that hung around. And like you said, some days it was better than others. And what I came to realize through what happened was I started dating my husband, Eric, back in 2017. And we were dating. One night he picks me up. We go out to dinner and we're driving. All of a sudden it was like I'd pick fights or look for ways to just lash out. And he finally asked me one day, he's like, why are you so angry? And I couldn't answer him. And I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know. And I just looked out the window. And then we went to dinner and he's, this can't keep happening. What is going on? Talk to my life coach. At that time, Eric had been seeing his own life coach for about 9 years.
Yep.
And just transformed who he was. And he's, I'm telling you, you will see such a huge difference. Just try it one time. And I'm like, nope, you're just trying to brainwash me.
Right.
So fast forward, my first session, I went to him. I laid it all out on the table. I said, I binge and purge. I smoke. I let out, this is what I've struggled with childhood wise and all that. And he's, okay. I'm not like, there's not something wrong with me because I do those things. It was your strategy to survive. It was your strategy to get through things. You hit fight or flight mode or survival mode, and those were your strategies to self-soothe and self-medicate. We're just going to replace them with positive ways to self-medicate, positive ways to self-soothe, and rewire the brain. So much happens subconsciously. People think, oh, I just block it out or just forget it. That's your subconscious mind intentionally repressing it and pushing it down so you can survive. Try to live a normal everyday life and find happiness. I've been seeing him for about 7 years and uncovered a ton. And what I found with that anger that I had, underneath anger for all of us is pain. Our emotions are in layers. And that pain was really fear of certain things happening, fear of getting hurt, insecurities. And that was due to body dysmorphia, the eating disorder, and just not feeling. So how I got through it was I worked with him in rewiring the brain. He would ask me, and I'll ask clients, when I ask you, what do you identify as? What comes to mind? If you're saying, I am lazy, I am fat, I am not good enough, or I'm not good at this, all limiting beliefs and limiting decisions, and those have to get replaced with positive. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am good enough. Those kind of identities. It's not just a one and done. I wish it were, but to see the transformation, I feel it. And that's what Eric will tell me now. You're a whole different person. I feel it. I feel it in my bones, the difference in even the way I communicate. I was an angry person at times, and I would be that junkyard bulldog and not realizing there's a better way to communicate and get what you want without manipulation. It's about the art of deliverance and communication. Now I can go to Eric and I can go, babe, I'm feeling like really gross today. Like I just want to take a knife to my thighs. I'm struggling. He knows right off the bat. So if I'm short or snippy, he knows he's in my world now. I've communicated what's going on. A lot of it is starting with awareness and recognizing. So many of us don't know. He asked me, why are you angry? I'm like, I don't know. I just know I am.
And sometimes I think with personal development, it's like we're supposed to be positive all the time, but we don't always acknowledge our shadows. So if you're positive all the time, that anger, I think, is sometimes just going to bubble up when we don't acknowledge those pieces of us that we don't want to see. Affirmations are a really great way.
I like affirmations. And they affirm, but they don't take action. Affirmations are great. They're one of the tools that I absolutely recommend for people to do on a daily basis. But it's also finding the root cause of what that problem deep inside you is, release it and become free from it and replace it with something else.
Absolutely. I think it's a great gateway to start. To uncover those layers and start to explore why you gravitate towards that affirmation. What tools would you recommend besides affirmations? What would be the next step or hurdle to overcome those issues that hold us back?
Meditations, hypnosis, some emotional freedom techniques that I'll do. I don't know, have you ever heard of karate chops? It's a technique that you use. And if you're in a moment, you're stressing, you're angry, whatever it is, you do your karate chop and it's about energy, breaking up the pattern in your head. Say you're angry about a fight with your husband. Even though I'm angry, I got into a fight with my husband, I love and accept myself. You do that 7 to 10 times. And it's just a way to, there again, it's rewiring, transferring that negative energy or emotion to something positive, that no matter what, I still love and accept myself. And that's huge. And I know it took me a bit when I first started seeing my own life coach that so much of it, it's in the brain. It's, you may not think it's going to do anything, but it really does. It's an energy shift and it breaks up that pattern. hypnosis is a big one. And I know that's super for a lot of people.
I want to learn more about it. Could you give us a breakdown of how that works? I want to go for my first experience. What would I expect? Or
I would ask you, we all have been, you're sitting at your desk and you just start drifting off and daydreaming your own little world kind of a thing. That's very similar to hypnosis, that state of relaxation. Can you get stuck in hypnosis? No, you can't. Have you ever gotten stuck in a daydream? No, it's very similar to that. Like stage hypnosis or Hollywood hypnosis, where you're barking like a dog or clucking like a chicken. It's a deep meditation. The point of it is when you relax your conscious mind of your typical, oh, I got to do this today and I got to take care of that. I need to return this call and take care of this email. That's all your conscious mind. Hypnosis will shut that down so you can relax. And then your subconscious mind, which makes up 99% of our mind, will be relaxed and open to suggestions. Say you came to me for weight loss when you're in that deep meditation and I'm telling you, you need to do this and this for weight loss. And here's the mindset to have. You're open to the suggestions and you take it in. I play some nice music in the background and I get you into a comfortable spot where there's no distractions, shutting out the noise. It's all about you in that moment. The rest of the world is just when you take a nap or you're laying on the couch and you shut everything out. You may not remember everything consciously that I said in the hypnosis, but subconsciously you do, and you're taking it all in. As you go through and the more you listen to the hypnosis, any hypnosis I do, I record it for the client so they can go back and listen to it as often as they want. And you'll start to notice small changes in either your mindset or throughout the day. You're like, oh, that was part of my hypnosis suggestion, but now here I am incorporating it. And you come out of the hypnosis, you just come out of the meditation super relaxed, but refreshed and empowered. You're like, all right, I got this. Let's go. It's an incredibly effective and powerful tool to use. It's all about rewiring the brain and the mind.
Absolutely. That'd be something I'm really interested in trying.
Do you offer an online book? I can do one-on-one hypnosis where it's very specific to your needs. A lot of times a client will need to have a session where they uncover what their struggle is. So then they know what hypnosis. If you come to me for weight loss, then that one's easy. But if someone comes to me and says, I don't know why I procrastinate or what I'm doing, there may be some discovery that needs to be done. And then we do the hypnosis. We do a script together. There's some questions that I'll ask. And then we also do what's called future pacing. You're looking out in the future to see how you're going to handle things, how you're going to address it, your new way of going about it. Actually, I call it weight elimination because once you lose it, we don't want you to find it again. I just did one the other day on the fuck it's. It's a hypnosis for when you have that crushing moment where you're just like, screw it, I can't handle this anymore. I give up. I'm thrown in the towel. I do have some of those that are pre-recorded that can be purchased. I'd like to gift your listeners a free hypnosis that they can download just as a gift for listening to your podcast and joining us.
Thank you. A success story for a client that really, after they went through the hypnosis process, you could share about their journey and how they were able to achieve their success or overcome their fears afterwards.
I have... two, what with regards to smoking, that both of them, they're against smoking. The hypnosis, it's all about breaking negative patterns and behaviors. So whatever behavior somebody's wanting to change, we use hypnosis for it. So I had two that were smoked. One started way young, like in their teens. And then another one was off and on, quit for a year and then go back to it and back and forth. And the hypnosis for both of them had success. One is 2.5 years and the other is about 6 months in. The weight loss is another one, or I should say weight elimination. I did a personalized hypnosis for weight elimination, and she was down about 20 pounds the last time I checked in with her. Yeah, it's
amazing.
Very effective.
It sounds like a game changer.
It is. I quit smoking that way too. I smoked since I was 15, and yeah, so it's been pretty neat. Pretty neat experience.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to try it. I'm going to have to book a session with you.
Yeah, I'd love that. Don't we all? The neatest thing is when you take accountability, you take ownership of our shortcomings, and the empowerment that you have when you can acknowledge. And the thing with hypnosis is you don't have to necessarily believe it's going to work. You just have to want to make the changes. Leave the rest up to me. That's what I tell
myself. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Becky, for your valuable insights today. Really appreciate having you on the show and to share with our audience and being so open about your own struggles. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
To our listeners, stay tuned for more empowering conversations like this by subscribing to the Multi-Passionate Pathway podcast. Remember, your journey's unique reflection is a powerful tool on your pathway to personal and professional success.